Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. I'm Wright Brennan. This is the Lost in the Midlands podcast, sponsored by C. Wright Roofing. And today I am fired up to have on an entrepreneur, a marketer, a networker, somebody who is super awesome, Kathleen Hoover with PAG Marketing. Kathleen.
Thanks for having me.
Heck yeah. Thanks for coming on. I love having people come on. We're in so many of the same like circles.
Right.
I just joined the chamber.
BNI. Amazing.
You know, small business world.
Yeah.
So, yeah, fired up to hear about what you have going on at PAG. But before we talk about that, let's talk about your background. How did we get to here?
So I went to the University of South Carolina. I did major in marketing and management. And, you know, I thought I was going to be a pharmacist first. I was in the pre-pharmacy program. I had all these big dreams of being a pharmacist, and I didn't get into the pharmacy school. And I think this is where my quote really, like, resonates with me, where it's like, failure is not final. At that moment, I thought, oh, my gosh, this is everything I've planned for that I'm going to be. And thank you to a guidance counselor who suggested that I switch my major to marketing and management because she said, you have a great outgoing personality. You should maybe look at being in sales or something like that. And the rest is history. I mean, you know, thank you to her for making that suggestion because I love what I do. And now I can't imagine myself doing anything different.
Yeah. Well, she made a big impact, didn't she? Mm-hmm. She's the winds of fate changed in that conversation. Very cool. All right. So you left USC, and what happened immediately following?
So I started working for a local television station, which was an amazing experience. I absolutely loved that job.
Yeah.
But then I really saw an opportunity where I wanted to be able to help my customers with a lot more than just television or just some of the digital stuff we had to sell. I really enjoyed building relationships. And they would ask me questions about, you know, other things, other media, other marketing ideas, and how it could work for them too. And so I just really saw an opportunity to get out there on my own and help them with all those things, and I absolutely love it.
It almost sounds like the wheels, like the gears were kind of turning, like from the get, you're like, so how do I do this on my own?
Yeah, I've always wanted to be a business owner and have my own business, so it just ended up being perfect timing.
Fantastic. So when it came down to, all right, I'm going to jump out on my own, tell me about, like, were you, like, laying in bed one night, like, all right, it is time to pull the trigger, or how was that decision, that moment?
Yeah, I'll say that it was definitely kind of just on a whim. My boyfriend at the time, now husband, was encouraging me and said, you can definitely do this.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I just made the decision. I had a laptop and a cell phone and left a great job with amazing benefits, but I jumped feet first, and it worked. We're here 14 years later.
Oh, that is fantastic. Chasing the American dream.
I am.
A laptop and a cell phone, that's all you need.
That's all you need.
Very cool. Okay, so what products and stuff are you guys, like, what do you have now that's hot on the market?
So right now, the biggest things are probably tech items.
Yeah.
You know, drinkware. Everybody wants a Stanley. That's been a very popular item.
Yeah.
And then, you know, for some reason, promotional products have just started to make this amazing comeback. And not that they really went away, but with everything being so digital now and with chasing the consumer and having to figure out how can I get in front of them, promotional products has continued to be the only way that you can tangibly put your brand in the hands of a potential customer or your current customer and really make an impact or do something that's going to, you know, build your brand image with them. And so it's been a wonderful piece to an entire marketing plan. I mean, we really recommend having, you know, the media piece, the advertising piece, the product piece, and then even some print stuff.
Full service. You guys do all that stuff.
We do. Yep. All
so
of it.
It's from the cradle to the grave, anything marketing related. What about, so you mentioned it was making a comeback. Did that also kind of spin off of COVID a little bit? Like, did things kind of drop off when everybody was all locked down?
Yeah. So when everybody was on lockdown, you know, and businesses were temporarily closing. You know, there weren't events, there weren't golf tournaments, all the things that, you know, trade shows, all of these opportunities that companies would have to get in front of people. And so when all of that went away, nobody needed promotional products. So, you know, we were all sitting around going, oh my gosh, what are we going to do?
What's going to happen?
Yeah, so, I mean, we're glad that all those things are back in full force.
You guys weathered the storm well.
Oh my gosh, yes. That, again, there's that quote, failure is not final.
Yeah,
the courage to continue, and we, my gosh.
When the market takes a downturn, you know, sometimes the other players get out and you come back and you're in a better position.
That's
so,
right.
Fantastic. All right, so the team, it's so like, I know you have scaled up. Mm-hmm. You know, you have a brick-and-mortar downtown.
We do.
And you have people working for you.
Yep.
What is it like, learning to become a leader? You know, you it must have been some challenges.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely challenging to be a leader, to lead a team, to manage people. And,
yeah.
But it's also a great opportunity to grow yourself. I mean,
yeah.
There are things that I learn about myself and things that I realize I need to improve on so that I can be a better leader. And it's just listening to your team and your staff and making sure that they know that they're appreciated, because I don't have a company without them.
Right, right.
And then on the same token, I let them know that we don't have a job without our clients.
Yep.
And so it's just having that humility to know that, you know, we all rely on each other in some way or another, and just doing that in the best way that you can.
This is Wright Brennan, the owner of C. Wright Roofing. When it comes to the maintenance of your roof, you want to know that you have an experienced team that knows what they're doing. And with 10 years in the business, we check all the boxes. Leaky roof, storm damage, or just overdue on maintenance, give us a call at 803-828-4181 for a free estimate. Again, that's 803-828-4181. And remember, our commitment is to roof it the right way. You've got an impressive team over there. So anybody looking for some marketing needs to get over to your spot. Tell me how you manage your personal life and your business, you know.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's a constant struggle. I will definitely say that. Work-life balance is a real struggle for me because I like working and I like what I do. But thankfully, you know, you just have to be intentional about making that personal time and setting aside that personal time, turning off the work brain and focusing on something else. And that's the only way I've been able to get through it.
Yeah, tough. It's a challenge that no one ever wins.
Nope.
What time of year is like when all the specials are happening? Like, is there a time of year when the trade shows are rocking or golf? Is spring? It seems like
I would say spring. Yeah, the spring is really a busy time because of all the different trade shows. There's a big home show coming up that we're helping some clients with.
Yep.
And golf tournaments are going to start happening again. So. The spring is definitely a busy time. And then we kind of take a little bit of a lull in the summer. And then once the fall hits, it's back heavy again, because then everybody is planning for holiday gifts, client gifts, employee gifts, parties, events. So that's kind of our, I guess, two busy seasons during the year.
In addition to, you know, your clients' events, y'all have some cool stuff that happens at the office because I've attended. Tell me a little about the ice cream shop.
Well, so, you know, we're a marketing agency. We try to make it fun when people come, but we do have a commercial ice cream machine that I absolutely love. It's so good. We try to have all the fun toppings, popcorn, candy, coffee. I mean, anything to help you, you know, get through the day, but then also have a sweet treat while you're also working.
Yeah, get the prospects in the door.
Yeah.
People like me are like, all right, let's get some ice cream and do this. Very
why
cool.
not? If you have to do it anyways.
Yeah.
Why not have ice cream with it?
I mean, it speaks to y'all's creativity. You know, you guys really have a unique angle that y'all go about. What advice would you give to somebody who is thinking about getting into the marketing industry?
Always be open-minded and ready to learn.
Yeah.
Marketing is something that is constantly changing. The things that we are doing for our clients today is different than 1 year ago, 2 years ago. And you're constantly figuring out how to chase the consumer, right? Like, what is the consumer doing? What media are they consuming today? Like, what TV shows are they watching? Are they listening to the radio? Are they streaming radio?
Yeah.
Like, all the things that are out there now and all the different ads that people are being bombarded with. So you just have to stay on top of your game and make sure that you stay educated on what's out there, what's new, what's trending, what are people doing, because we're taking somebody's money, you know, a business owner's money, and investing it to grow the business.
Yeah.
And we have to be good stewards of that. We have to make sure that the decisions we're making for them or that we're helping them make are going to generate a return on their investment. Nobody's investing that money just to spend it and waste it.
Absolutely. What about, you were kind of talking about like changes in the profile of the customer. Do you kind of have any idea of like how things are evolving down the road and maybe in the digital space?
Oh my gosh, I wish I did. I'd be a millionaire. but the thing is that you just sort of look at the good thing about digital media now is there's so much data, and so we can really look at what's effective, what's not effective, what's working. And then we can also take that data and apply it to other things that we're doing in their marketing plan, which is what I definitely love. And I really think that for business owners, it's important to get very specific with who your target demographic is.
Yeah.
You know, I hate when people say, everybody's my customer. I mean, yes, you know, anybody can be your customer, but if you want your marketing campaign to be successful, be specific with who you're trying to get in front of, because it will definitely generate better results.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, where can we find you?
So we're in the Vista, like you said, we're downtown Columbia, but then we also are online, pagmarketingsc.com. You can click shop now if you want to view all of our products on there, or also you can just see all of our services, and yeah. Or you can find me at a B&I meeting or a chamber meeting.
Definitely can find you there.
Networking event.
Yep. Excellent. Awesome. Kathleen, thanks so much for coming on today.
Thanks for having me.
Hey everyone, many thanks for watching. If you enjoyed this episode, give us a follow and click the bell to stay up to date on future episodes, or click the link to watch another previous episode. Also, don't forget to like, share, and please leave us a comment. We'd love to hear your feedback.